55-year-old Carol Zomack, a nurse from Middleton, is watching Alzheimer's slowly take over the life of her 84-year-old mother. She was the first to sign up for the registry, hoping that she can help researchers help other families.
Millions of us are watching our parents fade away, and it's very, very sad. So the focus I'd like to see is, sure, something for my mom, because medication has helped to slow her disease, and she really has functioned quite well. But for those of us that are in this generation, to identify this and to give us something to hopefully stop this disease, slow the progression, that's kind of what this is all about.
The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute at the UW Medical School will eventually enroll 500 children of people with Alzheimer's. UW's Dr. Mark Sager says researchers know that Alzheimer's is a lifelong disease that may be preventable.
Or at least, hopefully, we can delay the onset of the disease if we could find some way to slow the disease process in your brain. Now, this is not surprising. If you think about other chronic degenerative diseases of aging, like heart disease is also a disease of a lifetime. You don't all of a sudden develop plaques in your arteries at the age of 65 and have a heart attack.
Sager says registry participants will undergo extensive neuropsychological tests. They'll also be asked detailed questions about their environment and health history. And Sager adds some participants will be asked to join clinical studies, including one of cholesterol-lowering drugs, which researchers believe may help delay the onset of Alzheimer's. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.